pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. What's going on, everyone? In this episode, I want to talk about something that I hear many times throughout the years being in the credit repair industry. A lot of people claim they have been scammed by dealerships, or they went to a dealership and they screwed them. Look, I want to debunk a bunch of myths about the car buying process, or maybe the dealership industry. You know, a lot of people walk into these dealerships, and let's just be honest. I mean, yeah, a lot of people aren't familiar with numbers. A lot of people aren't familiar with financing. A lot of people aren't familiar with what goes on in the F&I office when it comes to buying a vehicle and leaving with a vehicle. So in this episode, I want to prepare you guys with the correct steps that you need to take and what to be prepared for when you're buying a vehicle. And this is going to prevent you from, you know, so-called being scammed or getting screwed over in the future. So let's start fresh here, okay? So a lot of people, they sign up for our credit repair service, and you know, most of the time we're working on trying to get some type of collection account removed off of their credit, or maybe negotiate with some of the creditors to see if they're willing to remove some of their late payments, whatever the case is. And a lot of times people have repossessions on their credit, and their number one excuse is, oh, I was scammed by the dealership because they didn't tell me that I was going to be financing this amount of money, or this much money, or this was going to be added. So guys, ladies, listen, you know, it's real simple when you walk into a dealership. I'm just going to help you guys with this process. So number one, the first thing that you need to do when it comes to car buying, okay, you need to determine your budget. Okay, if for some reason you cannot buy a vehicle cash, and I'm not talking about buying a $60,000 Tahoe cash. I know that may not be realistic in this time frame with the average American consumer. But for those who aren't looking for these little $5,000 cash cars, and you want to use your credit to finance a car, okay, this is what you need to do. Determine your budget and stick with that budget. Now that budget, okay, the bank is going to finance you or approve you up to 40% of your monthly gross income. Okay, so if you make $10,000 a month, a bank will finance you up to $4,000 per month on a payment, or up to debt payments. Okay, that includes mortgage loans, credit card bills if you have them, personal loans, whatever you have. It cannot go over $4,000 per month. So for example, if you are currently in $3,000 a month worth of, I guess, financing or debt, then an auto lender will only approve you up to $1,000 per month. Now, no one's not going to get a $4,000 car payment, okay? I'm just speaking, that's how much you're able to get approved for when it comes to buying something in general, a house or a car or whatever. Your finance or a bank will feel comfortable, and you're not at risk if you're under 40% of your gross monthly income when it comes to payments. Only you can determine what your budget is, because when you go to a dealership and these lenders approve you up to 40%, that does not include taxes being taken out. That doesn't include insurance, okay? That doesn't include grocery bills. That doesn't include your hobbies. That doesn't include saving money for vacation, putting money in your savings. It does not include any of that. So you take 40% of your gross income. Realistically, by the time your taxes is taken out, this is probably 50% of your take-home income, okay? And by the time you take insurance out of this, you take cell phone bills out of this, you take your grocery bills out of this, you take your savings out of this. So realistically, the money that you have left over after all of your monthly expenses, monthly bills, you know, savings, whatever, investment accounts, whatever you're putting your money into, realistically, that 40% gross income turns into probably 80% of your savings, or your not your savings, your extra money that you have after all of your expenses. Okay, so do you have to determine, do you want to spend 80% of your extra money on a car payment, to where if you lose 20% of your income 1 month, that 80% is now 100% of your extra income left over. And if you lose some of that, then guess what? You start being late on some of those payments. So it's very important to determine your budget. Okay, if you know you, after your $10,000 a month salary, okay, and let's just say for instance you spend $8,000 of that on taxes, mortgage, you know, going to Walmart, buying groceries, you take a few vacations throughout the year, therefore every month you have a certain amount of money that's going towards vacations and savings and whatever. If you know every month you have, you know, $1,500, $2,000 left over that you can just blow away, you do not want to spend half of that or more than 60% of that on a car payment. So therefore, you know, out of this $2,000, you want to stay under $600. You want to stay under $700. So when you go to a dealership, they're going to say, oh, well, you're approved up to, you know, $2,000 a month in car payments if you wanted to. You know, if you're crazy enough, yeah, sure, you can go finance a Lamborghini, you know, and you know, after the down payment you can finance something that's $2,000 a month. Is that smart? No. Will the bank let you do it? Yeah, by all means. So guys, determining your budget is the first thing you need to do before you even look on cars.com, before you even look on these dealerships' websites, before you do anything. You need to determine your budget before you do anything, okay? Now that you got this budget, when you walk into the dealership, before these next few steps here, when you walk into a dealership, no one can make you change your mind or make you do anything to go over that budget that you, you know, financially or smartly decided to not go over. Okay, you know what your budget is before you go into a car dealership. Many times people just jump up in their vehicles, go to a car dealership, and the dealership say, hey, you're approved, this is your monthly payment, and you sign and you go home and you don't look at anything. Okay, so we're just at the first step of this car buying process, and I still have a few more steps to go. And right now, just by determining your budget, you know that no one can change your mind on this, because you calculated this and took the time to rearrange your numbers, and you know what's best for you and what's not good for you. Okay, so after your budget, step number two is research your vehicles online, compare your vehicles online, shop for your vehicles online. Okay, dealerships in this market in today, 2024, July, August 2024, car dealerships or the auto industry in general is very competitive online. They know that online is a big market now. No one's driving around looking at the stickers on the windshield. You know, back in the day, dealerships used to park the cars in the front of the driveway or the front of the parking lot, and they put the big numbers on the windshield. You know, you remember them days back then? Or maybe they got the little highlighter marker and they put the promotions on the windshields and wrote special $20,999 on the windshield to get people's attention. Look guys, no one's doing that anymore. Everything is online, it's on social media, it's on ads, it's on TikTok. You know, all of their promotions are online. This is a online market in 2024. So their goal is to put their lowest price online on the website so they can compete with different local dealerships. Okay, so for example, if you look at Chevrolet that's on that's 5 minutes down the road from you, okay, their goal is to outbeat the next pricing that any other dealership around them has on a similar vehicle as them. Okay, if they're both selling the same exact, let's just say, used vehicle, okay, this dealership may have a newer car with more miles, and then dealership B may have an older car with less miles, and their pricing may be what and what, or someone may be higher, someone may be slightly lower. However, they have different reasons why they can, you know, affect the price. I know this may not make sense, but just hear me out here. You know, their goal is to make their vehicle look better than the dealership down the road vehicles. Okay, if they're kind of the same thing here. So what I'm getting at, it is a online competitive market. Do your stuff online before you walk into someone's dealership, because guess what, if you walk into a dealership not knowing the price of a vehicle, not knowing the details about it, not looking at the Carfax history, all of this stuff, then you can be at risk of so-called being scammed, or buying something you had no idea would break in 3 months, or buying something that you did not know the hidden cost of. And we haven't even gotten towards the cost of things yet. So this is just step two. Step one was determining your own budget. Step two was doing your research on the vehicle, the pricing, looking at the Carfax of the vehicle, if it's a used vehicle. If it's new, make sure you're looking at all the rebates that you can get approved for, okay? Which leads me into step three. Step three is comparing pricing, again, online. Everything is online. So if you are buying a new vehicle, new vehicle manufacturer offer rebates, okay? These rebates changes every 30 days. So for the month of June, they may have had $5,000 off. For the month of July, the manufacturer may offer $3,000 off, but lower interest rates. The month of August, they may offer 0% financing, but $0 off MSRP. It is what it is. The dealerships do not control these rebates. These rebates are only given by the manufacturer. Okay, so if I were to be in the market for a Chevy Tahoe, and I'm just going to keep using Chevy Tahoe for an example, because it seems like a lot of people buy Chevy Tahoes and claim they're being scammed. There was actually a young lady who went viral on TikTok maybe 2 months ago for buying a Chevy Tahoe, and 3 years later only like $10,000 is marked off for the vehicle, or, you know, taken off of the vehicle after she's paid double that just in payments. Okay, so for my Chevy Tahoe or these Dodge Hellcat drivers that just going into the dealership signing anything just to say they have this nice fancy fast car, listen to this, okay? If I am in the market to buy a new vehicle, this does not apply to use. If I'm in the market to buy a new vehicle, okay, and it's a Chevy, I know that Chevy is owned by General Motors. So the first thing that I'm gonna do, and this is something new for you guys, for many of y'all, because y'all may not know this, General Motors, GM, whatever you want to call them, owns Chevy, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, all of them. Look, all the same group. I would go on Chevy.com or go on Google and search General Motors and just research rebates or General Motors rebates, or matter of fact, Chevy, because don't do General Motors. Just stick to the brand. Chevy rebates for July 2024. And Chevy's website is going to give me a list of rebates that I can qualify for. If it's a first-time Chevy owner, I get $1,000 off, okay? I'm going to write this down. If it's a loyalty rebate, to where if I can prove that I own a Chevy right now by bringing a registration copy to the dealership, I can get $2,000 off, for example, okay? These are rebates I can get approved for, or, you know, get discounted for, whatever. If it's a first responder rebate and it gives me $750 off or $500 off, guess what? If I can bring my, I don't know, medical ID, you know, some type of badge that I use to clock in work, if I'm a, you know, first responder, police officer, or, you know, ambulance worker, medical worker, whatever, if I can bring something to the dealership that proves I work in this field, I can qualify for this rebate. Okay, you've already gotten all your ducks in a row at this point. And then they have just consumer cash to where anybody get approved for it. You get $2,000 off, or you get $5,000 off, whatever it is. Okay, write this down. You now know what the rebates are for this vehicle. The dealership has no control over this. It's strictly by the vehicle's manufacturer. If I'm buying a Ford, I will do the same thing. Ford rebates for 2024, for July 2024, whatever month you're in. And look, guys, if you like the rebates today, and it's the end of the month, it's the last day of the month, and you go to the dealership tomorrow on the first, the dealership can't do anything for you. You missed the rebates. I've known several people that went to a dealership with the current rebates, and next month the vehicle is technically higher because next month rebates aren't as much, especially if you wait to the end of the year. Like December, there's like Christmas rebates, holiday rebates, end of the year special rebates by the manufacturer trying to sell all the vehicles off, you know, off these dealers' lots to where they give like $10,000 off or something like that. Come January 1st, and there's only $500 worth of rebates instead of $10,000 worth of rebates, you just lost out. So it's kind of a gamble. Yeah, it sucks that you don't know if this month is going to be better than next month, or you can't just go buy a vehicle this month and then you just randomly look online and next month you see the rebates are much better. You can't go back and turn in the vehicle and say you want your money back and then qualify. It just doesn't work like that. Okay, so what I'm getting at, before you go to a dealership, know what you can get approved for as far as rebates. Know what your discounts are. Now, if you are a used car shopper, there's nothing you need to do as far as rebates. Rebates only applies to new vehicles. So if you're buying a used vehicle at this time, just kind of go along with me here. Just do your research on the price. So that way, when you go to the dealership for a used vehicle, you already know the price is the price. You already know what the price is. Look at the Carfax and all that stuff. I'll get into that next. But guys, for y'all and ladies, for those who are looking at new vehicles, get the rebates. Now, go to the dealership, write down or have this stuff written down of all the rebates. Okay, now you can present the rebates to the dealership, make sure they're giving it to you. But before you even do that, again, look online. They should already have their lowest price online, starting from MSRP minus rebates minus dealer discount. That's right, dealerships give their own discounts off of their vehicles as well. So one dealership may give $5,000 off, okay, and another dealership may give $6,000 off, whatever it is, because certain dealerships qualify for certain discounts. You know, this dealership may get certain amount of allowance from the manufacturer, or maybe this dealership's so many vehicles to where they can buy vehicles at a cheaper price than another dealership. So every dealership controls their own dealer discount. And look, some dealerships may not give any dealer discount, so it just strictly may be MSRP minus manufacturer rebates and then your price, versus dealerships that give discounts, it's going to go MSRP minus rebates minus dealer discount, and this is your sale price. Okay, so look online and compare. Now that you have compared all dealerships online, you got your rebates written down, you got the dealer discounts written down. Now, out of all of those dealerships, whosever number is the cheapest, make sure you're comparing the same MSRP, you know, as far as vehicles, because this vehicle at this dealership is cheaper, but it may have a package less than a vehicle here. So make sure you're not just looking at the bottom line number, you're comparing apples to apples, not apples to oranges. Okay, this dealership Chevy Tahoe may be 35,000 MSRP. Keep in mind, MSRP is the manufacturer's suggested retail price, okay? This is the price based on the package, the trim level, and the options. So if this MSRP is $35,000, you can't compare this Tahoe to a $45,000 SUV, okay? Or a $40,000 version of this. Of course, there's, I'm gonna just use $60,000 and $65,000 because I don't think $30,000 and $40,000 is a realistic number in these days, unfortunately. But what I'm getting at, if the MSRP sticker is different, you cannot compare those two because it's different trim levels. This one may have navigation, Apple CarPlay, 20-inch wheels or 22-inch wheels and running boards versus this one may be a base model. So what I'm getting at, when you're comparing these dealerships' numbers, make sure it's the same vehicle that you're comparing as far as new. If this one's $65,000 MSRP and this one's $65,000 MSRP, it's the same exact vehicle, maybe different color, but same exact vehicle, same exact package, same exact trim level. Now go from here, deduct the rebates, deduct dealer discount, whichever one is the cheapest out of those two. Go to that dealership with everything written down, everything printed out. Now you go to this dealership and, you know, you just agree or just confirm that this is the price that you're going to be buying. So guess what, guys? You know what price you're getting before you do anything, before you go to the dealership, before you leave the dealership, you know what price you're getting. Step four, or the next step here, okay, go on Google and search car payment calculator. Okay, type in the sale price that you're going to be getting. There should be a little button that lets you auto generate the taxes and everything. Make sure the tax rate is based on your state taxes. Here in Louisiana, state taxes I believe is like 10% or 9.95, whatever it is. And then it should give a monthly car payment estimate based on, let's say, if you financed, what is the average nowadays, and the most common, I think 6 years, 72 months, something like that. Do that, okay? If you agree with that car payment, it fits into your budget, okay? You gotten all your details on this vehicle, then you're good to move forward, okay? So right now, you've done your research on the vehicle. You made sure you found whichever dealership has it for the cheapest. You got the sale price, you got the rebates, you got the monthly payment or estimated monthly payment. Now you can go directly to that dealership with no issues. You get approved, okay? Go into the finance office. Now, their job is to sell you extended warranties, gap insurance, tire and wheel warranty. These are add-ons by the dealership. And look, some of these items or products can be helpful. You know, gap insurance, if you don't put enough money down and you are at risk of being upside down, if you wreck this vehicle, gap insurance will pay it off for you if you're upside down. You know, you may need it, you may not need it, who knows? It can be good or it can just add to the monthly payment. It is what it is. Extended warranty, after I think GM is what, 3 year, $36,000 mile warranty on most of their Chevys. Look, you know, most vehicles last much longer than 3 years and 36,000 miles without issues. However, if your vehicle does have an issue within that time frame, a warranty could definitely help out. Who knows? At the end of the day, it's just extra money added to the loan, which causes your monthly payment to go up. I'm not here to talk about if these products are good or bad. I'm here to talk about what to expect that can increase your payments, okay? So when you go into this finance office, the first thing you need to do is start fresh. Get your bare bone monthly payment and see it in writing. It's the sale price plus taxes and license registration fees and your monthly payment. Get that before you do anything. Now you can talk to the finance manager, F&I manager, to see if gap insurance, see if extended warranty, see if tire and wheel warranty will be beneficial for you. And if the price is doable or you're okay with it, then just buy. If not, if you don't want all this extra stuff added, guys, listen, just walk away. A lot of times they may bring you into the finance office and have all of this stuff already added, hoping that you don't know what the real monthly payment is. For example, if the monthly payment is $600 a month, just the vehicle itself, they're going to bring you into the office and say, hey, your monthly payment is $800 a month. And if you haven't done any of your research, you haven't did any type of financial, I guess, what's the word? Financial planning. And you don't know that the monthly payment should be somewhere in the 600s. And all you get is you're approved and you just walk in there. All you care about is being approved and you just start signing crap. What, not knowing what you're signing for or what the real price would have been. And then you get home and you read all this stuff and you're like, oh, wow, the true monthly payment would have only been $500 or $600 a month. And I signed to $800 a month. They screwed me. You know, now you're mad because you haven't read anything you signed or done your research before you went there. Okay, so always start fresh. But many times you may find some dealers automatically add this stuff on here, and then when you request to take it off in the F&I office, they may say, oh, well, you know, this is the interest rate approval that we got, and in order to get this interest rate you have to buy all of this stuff. If they say something like that, leave. Okay, you don't want it. Tell them you'll go to a credit union and just finance through a credit union. Now they're going to tell you to hold up, we'll take it off. They may try and increase the rate to make you think that's what happened. Still, leave. You know, if that's the case, go to a credit union, go to a bank, get you a pre-approval letter or promise of payment letter, and go on. 9 times out of 10, they will offer that lowest rate with nothing added. You know, you just got to understand this is how some of the finance managers make their money at a car dealership, by selling extended warranty packages and things like that. And guys, listen, like I said, I'm not here to say if it's bad or good. They can definitely be helpful for certain situations. For me, of course, if I'm not putting enough money down, then yes, gap insurance could save me if I'm upside down, or if I know that this vehicle brand has a lot of issues after the warranty period, then yes, extended warranty packages could definitely help me out. So again, I'm not here to say if the extra products are good or bad. I'm just educating you on steps you should take before you claim that you're screwed or you got screwed at a dealership. Only you sign papers. No one's making you sign anything. So take all of these steps, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to buying a vehicle, and you can never claim you got screwed by a car dealership or a car dealership scammed you. There's no one who can scam you besides yourself by not knowing what you're signing, not knowing what the payment should be before you go there, not knowing what the price is before you go there. Okay, only you can do these things and can save yourself. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.